Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me right here in the studios is the area director for Special Olympics, Vicki Hopcroft, joining us. How are you today, Vicki?
Very well, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, glad to have you in. I know, you know, we talk Special Olympics a lot. We were talking just before we went on, you know, Scott Bird, and Scott does a lot for Special Olympics, a lot of fundraising and that. So I know somewhat about Special Olympics, but I don't know a lot about Special Olympics. So we brought you in not only to talk about that, but also talking about an event you guys are doing as part of the Paul Bunyan Festival, right?
That's right. On Friday, September 20th, we're going to be managing the food tent. On Friday evening, we'll have a soup and salad event for the benefit of Special Olympics. So we invite everybody to come out. The Paul Bunyan Festival is very exciting. Yeah. Paul Bunyan himself is going to be there.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to be serving soup and salad at $7 per plate, and all it goes to benefit Special Olympics, which is an awesome program, particularly here in Area 31.
Now, what is Area 31? What does that encompass?
Area 31 is Iasco County, and we also draw athletes from southern Alcona County, eastern Ogemaw County, and northern Aranac County. We have a very robust athletic program here. We have sports year-round.
Yeah.
Our most popular is our basketball program. We take four teams typically to the state competitions in basketball, and I just want to shout out to our girls Wildcats A basketball team. They've been the state champions for 4 years running.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, so I knew we had some talented people in this area, but I just didn't know how talented.
That's right, Kevin. And it's not just basketball. We've recently, just in this last year, gotten a state championship in softball. And just last weekend in flag football, our team took the Division V state championship.
Very good.
The athletic program for Special Olympics in Area 31 is thriving, and we urge people to come out and see our athletes and support our athletes and come visit us at the Paul Bunyan Festival, and we'll have a slideshow and more information about our program. We'd also like to welcome new participants to our program. Special Olympics is open to anyone with an intellectual disability from age 8. No upward limit.
No upper limit. All right.
You just have to have a doctor's certification that you can participate, and that comes with your application. But it's absolutely free to the athletes. It's a total win-win, and it's an awesome, awesome program to participate in.
It is. And, you know, you mentioned a few of the sports, but you mentioned year-round. So there are a lot of sports that encompass Special Olympics.
That's right. We start out in the winter with basketball. We go into, we have soccer, softball, poly hockey, bicycling, track and field, bowling, and there's probably more that I haven't even thought of.
Well, that's something. Well, you know what? And they can learn more. There's a lot of different ways they can learn more about the Special Olympics, right?
That's right. Yeah. And you don't have to have experience in one of the sports. You just come out to the first practice or the second practice and sign up. We have a Facebook page that's SpecialOlympicsMI.A31.
All right.
Or you can also reach us at SOMI, S-O-M-I, which stands for Special Olympics Michigan, .iosco. So that's SOMI.iosco@gmail.com. G as in Google, mail.com. You can write to us there and find out more about it, or watch the local newspapers and listen to this radio station.
Listen to the radio. You're right. Now, you'd also like to see people get involved, not just necessarily that way, but you're always looking for volunteers, aren't you?
We absolutely are always looking for volunteers. It's a volunteer-run program. Nobody's paid. We do get support from a paid staff at the statewide level, but here in Area 31, we're all volunteers, and we're a great, happy group of volunteers. We're always looking for more participants. We need help with coaching, with chaperoning, with driving, with fundraising, coming out to the events. There's all levels of our volunteer participation, and you'd be most welcome into our big volunteer family. So please contact us and find out what you can do. Visit us at the Paul Bunyan booth, and we can talk more about it and say hello and show you some of the things that we do. And Kevin, I'd also like to say something about how awesome the state games are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And There's a Special Olympics is on a local level, it's on a state level, a national level, and an international level.
Wow.
This is the organization that was originally started by Edith Kennedy Shriver back in the day. You know, and it's still thriving and going forward. And there are national games. In fact, Area 31 has been honored to have two athletes chosen to go to nationals this coming year.
Wow.
In 2014 in New Jersey in June, we are sending two athletes. They haven't been announced yet, but watch the media, and we're going to announce those athletes very soon. But we feel extremely honored to be able to send them.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Paul Bunyan Festival, but it looks like there's other things that you do throughout the year, too, that people can learn more about.
Right. We have other events. There are statewide sponsors, which we are so privileged to participate with. And, of course, you mentioned earlier Scott Bird.
Yeah.
He's involved with the
Wurtz Warriors.
The Wurtz Warriors are awesome. They are so awesome. They provide a huge amount of fundraising support to Special Olympics, and particularly here in Area 31.
Right.
Scott Bird and the Sand Lake Sports Bar and the whole community of Sand Lake, they are such incredible supporters. They not only participate with the Wurtz Warriors Ride, they have the Frosty Golf Classic February, and then they have an auction.
Right.
They auction off chips and Pepsi and other items as well.
Right.
But they get a lot of money for Special Olympics, and they have so much fun doing it, supporting us in that way. And that community is just full of heart for Special Olympics. And to see the athletes come out and the love that flows between the volunteers and the supporters and the athletes, it's awesome. It's totally awesome.
It's something you have to experience.
Yes. And do we have time for me to tell you about the state games?
You sure can, yeah.
Every year that our athletes will go to a number of state games, whatever we can afford to send them to. But one in particular is the state summer games at Central Michigan University. Central Michigan is the home of Special Olympics Michigan.
Okay.
They host the state summer games, and hundreds of athletes, even thousands of athletes, converge upon Central Michigan for these state summer games. It is an amazing event. It's held in the stadium. Let me give a shout out to the sponsors, because particularly Spartan Stores, and we have Spartan Stores in our own
community. You bet we do, yes.
That are so supportive on a local level, but very grandly on a state level. Spartan Stores are the statewide premier gold medal sponsors. So they are very prominent at the state games. They have this huge 18-wheeler at the front of the stadium with the big picture of Special Olympics, and then they have a huge inside the pavilion where the healthy athletes get their free health exams for their eyes and their feet and their ears and their overall general health and exercise and endurance and all these free exams by wonderful medical people who come out and volunteer their time. Well, Spartan Stores are there too with this enormous shopping bag, like 300 feet tall, with 20-foot pieces of broccoli sticking out of the top of it. It says Spartan Stores support Special Olympics.
Nice.
That's just one of the highlights of state games. But can I say more about
you
state
sure
games?
Can.
So the athletes arrive at the stadium the day that the ceremonies begin. So opening ceremony starts with a parade. The parade of athletes. The delegations march in their uniforms, all in their colors. Very, very impressive. Marching into the stadium, just like the football teams enter.
Okay.
And they're flanked by law enforcement in their full dress uniforms, military in their full dress uniforms, beauty queens from all around the state, beautifully dressed, of course, and wearing their crowns. We have representatives from Kiwanis, from the Masons, from the Odd Fellows, from all manner of fraternal organizations and charitable organizations in all of their most decorative costumes, the plumed helmets, the swords, the capes with the brightly colored satin blowing in the wind. It's amazing. The athletes are just so agog with excitement
sure.
and being greeted and cheered by the Central Michigan University cheerleaders, and the football players are out there in their uniforms and cheering the athletes on. It's absolutely amazing. And then they all gather in the center of the stadium for the presentations of the Healthy Athlete Award and the Athlete of the Year and honoring the various sponsors. And then the Coast Guard helicopter buzzes the stadium and the athletes go wild with
wow.
excitement. It's absolutely incredible. And then there's the ceremony of lighting the torch. Law enforcement, and as you may know, this last Wednesday we had the law enforcement torch run
right.
here in Tawas.
Yes.
And that torch run takes place all over the state, and it corresponds with the running of the torch from Mackinac down to Lansing, and then when the state games are held, then it's run from Lansing over to Central Michigan University.
Wow.
And then with the athletes gathered in the stadium, then the torch is lit with great pageantry and honor and music and excitement. It's an amazing event. But that's not all. Of course, there are competitions.
Right.
And the competitions are very keen because the athletes are all divisioned according to their skill level.
Okay.
So we gather statistics here in Area 31 all season long. We're gathering statistics on how our athletes are doing, how long their jumps are, how fast this run is, and that. And then they're all divisioned at the state office. So when they compete, they are neck and neck with another team or another athlete. So they are challenging themselves.
Nice.
And it's so exciting for them and for people to watch.
Right.
And then they get medals, like this medal
like
I'm
that one you got right there.
Right,
yes,
here.
Those are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I won this medal because I had the privilege of being the assistant coach for our Wildcats B men's team in the state basketball finals.
Okay.
And this is a bronze medal. As
yes.
you can see, they took
nice.
Third place.
That's great.
It was so exciting. It was absolutely amazing and wonderful.
Wow.
Can I say a little bit more about the supporters of Special
sure.
Olympics? So just for example, at our state summer games, I want to say who the supporters are so people know. Of course, there's the statewide premier gold medal sponsor, Spartan Stores.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the statewide gold medal sponsors, which are Max Brook Realtors, Real Estate One, Johnston & Johnston, Capital Title, John Adams Mortgage, Insurance One, and Relocation America. Then we have the statewide silver medal sponsor, Amerisure Insurance. Then we have statewide bronze medal supporters. We have Amway, one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Applebee's. And then we come to our statewide civic partners, and we were talking about Wirtz Warriors.
Yes.
Awesome Wirtz Warriors. There's also the Water Warriors, who you've probably
right.
heard about.
I've talked to them before, too, yeah.
Yeah, they stop in Tawas, and they have their
right.
annual steak fry for Special Olympics, and they give our athletes a ride down from Harrisville down to Tawas.
Right.
And then they honor them with a lunch at the Tawas Eagles. And so they are one of our statewide civic partners. There's also, of course, the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Torch Run, which is active all over the state. And then we have the KFC, which of course is very active here in Area 31. They
right.
are fabulous, amazing partners for us. And here locally, of course, they do their Tootsie Roll Drive,
yes.
which brings a lot of money
right.
for Special Olympics. And we are so grateful for that support. And then in addition to the statewide civic partners, then we have a Healthy Athletes presenting sponsor. And that's Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay.
So they're the ones that put together that pavilion at the state games where the athletes can go in and have all of this free medical and dental attention. And in some cases, they even get their eyeglasses sent to them at no charge or hearing aids at no charge.
That's terrific.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. It's a life-changing event for many of the athletes. It couldn't be more awesome.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Wow. We have learned a lot about Michigan Special Olympics, and hopefully people will come on out Friday at the Paul Bunyan Festival to learn even more. Now, Vicki, you going to be out there on Friday?
I am going to be there. I'm going to be serving those soups and salads and talking to everybody who wants to know something about Special Olympics. So that's between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday evening, and there's going to be a tent with tables where you can sit and eat. So if there's a rain shower, don't let that deter you. We don't expect it, but come out regardless.
Boy, no doubt about that. And again, before I let you go again, if they want more information, what are the best ways to find more information out about Area 31 or about Special Olympics?
Well, our Facebook page, for those who are conversant with Facebook, it's pretty easy to find if you search Special Olympics Area 31, or you can write to us at our email address, or you can also call me personally if you would like to call and leave a message for me at 989-545-5413. We'd love to hear from you. And again, let me give our email address. That's somi.iosco@gmail.com. So please find out more about us. And if you can, come out to the Paul Bunyan Festival. It's going to be so much fun. You can get your picture taken with some of our athletes and with Paul Bunyan. What could be better?
That's right, exactly. Vicki Hopcroft, she's the area director for Area 31, Michigan Special Olympics. And Vicki, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we get the chance to do so again in the future.
A great pleasure, Kevin. Thank you so much.